Welcome to Shimmy by the Sea, the podcast celebrating belly dancing on City Island and the universe. Our exciting news for this week is that a group of us from Shimmy by the Sea will be attending the Belly Dance Superstars performance at Westbury Theater on Long Island on Friday, November 17th. Also, the Belly Dance Superstars have graciously provided us with a link on their website. On the bellydancesuperstars.com site, we're on the homepage. If you will be attending the show at Westbury, give us a shout on our listener line, 206-339-7732. 206-339-7732. Once again, the number to give us a shout out is 206-339-7732. You can also send us an email at cishimmy@podomatic.com. We would enjoy meeting any fellow students of belly dance that evening. On our last podcast, I had a conversation with the instructor Miriam. She spoke of her personal history in belly dance, and we touched on the mind-body connection, which we will definitely be revisiting in greater detail in a future podcast. We will also discuss in a future episode the health benefits of dancing for women. But today, we are concentrating on a student's perspective and a student's impression of the art form. We will talk with Maureen, one of the original members of Shimmy by the Sea troupe. Welcome, Maureen.
Hi, Liz. How are you?
Hi. First question for you is, what has surprised you about belly dancing the most?
Well, what truly surprised me was how a dance that appears to be so unstructured and fluid is broken down into separate moves by different body parts. It's truly all very mathematical.
Excellent. What about this art form keeps you engaged and willing to put in the practice time?
Huh. I wish I had more practice time. I'm looking forward to the day when I can do a complete dance and my friends or family are going to be totally amazed. So,
I think truthfully, that's everyone's goal.
Exactly. But truthfully, you really don't need to make a huge commitment of time to practice. You can practice individual moves in 10 or 15 minutes, even at the kitchen sink when you're throwing a dinner party.
Not bad. And it's true. Belly dance really is kind of organic to the women's lives. And so there is room for everyone to find time to do this dance. And so how would you say this dance has benefited you for your health, your mind, emotionally? Miriam touched a little last week on the emotional mind-body connection. But how would you think as a student this has affected your life?
Well, I'm loving it, to tell you the truth, and I could see myself doing this forever. But the dance takes a lot of concentration. While you're making your body, while you're trying to make your body do what you would
like it. We are trying.
What you would like it to do. But for the hour that I'm in class, I have to tell you, I really forget about work, the house, any worries I might have that I didn't clean the bathroom because I have company coming. It's time that I can truly focus on myself and not think about anything else.
And I think we all share that, and then we wind up enjoying each other's company so much while making something beautiful.
Absolutely.
Anything else you want to add to that?
Well, as far as the health benefits, anything I can do to keep myself exercising and my body moving is a benefit. I don't have too much time during the day to truly exercise properly because I do work and then have to take care of house, family, and home. But belly dancing is a fun way to keep moving, even if it is for a few minutes only a day.
I agree. And I think that's why it has been so popular or successful down through the ages for all women. And anything else you'd like to say about the student's perspective on the dance? Is it hard to learn? Is it intimidating? Or do you find it empowering?
Oh, no, it's truly empowering. We're very fortunate because we have a teacher who has a wonderful way of making every woman in the class feel very good about herself. She is so encouraging and non-intimidating. She tells everyone that, she tells all of the students in the class that everyone has a move that they're all going to be very good at.
Yes, she does.
And others that you're not going to be so very good at. So it's wonderful with the praise of her, of the teacher, as well as your fellow students, when you do something well, and how we laugh about the parts that we don't do so well and have to continually practice on. So she's really quite a teacher for us. And the beauty of it is that no matter what our size, our body shape, our age, or ethnicity, we are all sharing something beautiful between us, and we're all very proud of each other's accomplishments. We feel so good after we leave class and truly look forward to the next one the following week.
Well, Maureen, you have summed it up beautifully and succinctly. And so with that, we will say shimmy on, and we'll see you soon back at Shimmy by the Sea.